Welcome you back inside Mugs in the Morning on our KODY station here at Husker Radio. And we are joined here by Rebecca Rossell. She is the Lincoln County Clerk along with the Election Commissioner. Becky, first and foremost, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And kind of just wanted to talk to you a little bit. You know, it's the page is turned. It's 2024. It's election time.
It is election time, 2024. Our first deadline was actually December 1st, 2023. So we're starting to get into that type of mode.
And, you know, transitioning into 2024, I mean, I think, in my opinion, election year, it comes up quick. You know, it just comes up quick. There's a little thing in the Iowa caucuses last night. Like, that's already, I mean, it's hard to believe that that's here, and New Hampshire's next week, and it'll just start moving like a rolling effect. And it's exciting to see. And what are some things that Lincoln County residents should know? You know, what are some of the races that'll be big here in this county, along with anything new to people or how people will vote here in Lincoln County in the 2024 election compared to prior elections?
Okay, well, first of all, for those people that are interested, the first thing they have to do is actually file for an office if they're interested in running for the camp for this election year. Some local races, we have county commissioner, we have the mayor of the city of North Platte, city council, North Platte Airport Authority, of course, all the school districts around the whole area will have their board members up. Most of them all have three board members. Then we also have a couple hospital districts, which aren't very well known, but Gothenburg and Sutherland Hospital District are in Lincoln County, so they would file with me too. I guess the thing I would do, if you're interested in running, probably the best thing to do maybe is contact our offices. It's a pretty painless process, really. People are kind of surprised at how easy it is. There are only two offices that require a filing fee this time. County commissioner, the fee has to be paid to the county treasurer. If you are filing for mayor or city council, you do need to go to city hall first and pay the filing fee over there. I think it's $42 for city council and $96 for the mayor. And then you bring that to me, and then we finish the rest of the paperwork, which is actually pretty nominal considering. Most people are surprised by that.
Yeah, I would say so. A little surprised too. But, you know, do you expect anybody, I guess, what are some of the key deadlines that we should know about early in this 2024 year?
Okay, February 15 is the last day for incumbents to file. And an incumbent is anybody serving in any elective office. Even if you're serving in one office, but you're going to file for a different one, you're still called an incumbent. Other people have till March 1st to decide if they want to run. There are some races, too, that will only be on the general election ballot, so those people have until July and August. But right now, we'll probably just concentrate on the ones for the primary.
And is it normal that people elect themselves, is that the proper term, or decide they want to run? Is it normal for people to kind of jump in really late, or is it do you imagine that everybody's going to run has already put their name in?
Oh, no, we're just getting started. There's still lots of time for incumbents to file. I will say, though, I shouldn't tell my age, but I've been doing this about 33 years. The filing deadline just started, and honestly, we've probably had more people file than we've probably had in the 30 years I've been here already, so it started off at a very brisk pace. Usually, like I said, you get some that want to file right away, then they kind of trickle in over the middle, and then we usually get a spurt at the very end when it gets close to those deadlines.
I know, and kind of throughout the country, ever since COVID, the mail-in votes have been kind of a popular trend. Do a lot of people do that here in Lincoln County, or do we still a lot of people still go into the polls?
The majority of the people still go to the polls. We do have what we call an early voter. I'm going to call it kind of more of a maintenance list. People kind of assume that we mail them a ballot each election. And that is not true in the state of Nebraska. For every election, you have to request an early voting ballot. So, but we do have a list of what we call our permanent early voters that we mail an application to and say, this is, you said you wanted to be to vote early probably in this next election. Here's an application. Please fill it out and return it to us. So we have about 4,000 to 5,000 people on that list that we mail applications out to.
And I know we talked before the interview began. Is there a new way or new kind of, yeah, I guess way they do it where there's any new kind of acceptable documents for voter ID or anything like that?
Yes, voter ID. Well, this will be the first election with voter ID. Honestly, 97% of the people are not going to have an issue. Most people have a driver's license or something. It has to contain the voter's name and their photo. That's the two key things that it has to have on the ID. It does have to be issued by like a political subdivision, although they have allowed for like some nursing homes, some schools, different things like that too, just in case people did not have a driver's license or ID. So it will change things a little bit. Like I said, it's just going to kind of be a new learning experience, but I think for most people, they have a driver's license or ID, so it won't be that big of a deal. But there will be some that will have more, have to make sure we have something to show who they are and a photo on it.
Speaking with Rebecca Rossell, she's the Lincoln County Clerk and Election Commissioner, talking the early stages of this election year, 2024, Election Day, always in early November. And like we already mentioned, it's going to sneak up on us. And I'm sure election years are just worldly busy for you, Becky.
Yes, they are. Not all, but some counties our size actually have two separate offices. They have an election commissioner and have a county clerk. In our county, we the county clerk has always done both duties. So, yes, my staff, I have a great staff. We put in a lot of extra hours. We basically do the election stuff on top of our regular jobs. So nothing else stops. Everything else keeps going as well. So, like I said, I've got a great staff, and through the years, we've kind of learned how to streamline some processes. So we're very busy, but we'll get the job done.
So leading up to Election Day, kind of what does a day in the life of you look like? Just, I mean, I'm sure, I guess, yeah, what do you do, I guess? What are your duties at work, you know, kind of leading up to Election Day, the closer and closer we get?
My big thing will be, of course, getting my ballot laid out, because Election Day starts much earlier for us with the early voting. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I do want to touch on, early voting. There's been a lot of questions. Can we still early vote with a voter ID law? Yes, you can. On the application, there is a place on there for you to write your driver's license or state of Nebraska ID number. So you can do that, or you can actually send a photo, a photocopy of your valid ID in. So, I mean, yes, early voting is still possible with the voter ID stuff. But the big thing is getting my ballot ready to go. It takes quite a bit to print it. But early voting will start the first part of April. So really, election starts earlier for us than Election Day. Another big part of that, of course, is getting my polling places and my poll workers. So I would encourage anybody, if you thought about being part of the process, please contact my office. We are always looking for people to work at the polling sites. It is a long day. It's a 12 to 14 hour day. But I think, honestly, most people that were hesitant about doing it, once they've done it, almost, I'd say 95% of those people come back. They enjoy it. So, but leading up to that, that's probably the three key things to get ready for Election Day.
Historically, what are some of the places that the polls are at here in North Platte and Lincoln County?
They have to be ADA accessible. So we use a lot of churches. We use a lot of churches.
Schools? No schools. Okay.
We used to use schools because they are AD accessible, but then we have bells and different things going off. So, like I said, my biggest majority of them is like at, we use like the Autumn Park Community Room, or we use like the churches. We have some at the fairgrounds. My rural areas, I use a lot of their community centers. So those will not change. They will pretty much be hopefully consistently the same. I'm hoping all those people let me use the same polling places we've had.
And do you guys have any sort of newsletter, some way people can get updates from you guys about maybe new candidates or, just new things and just newsworthy updates for people of Lincoln County? Is there a way they can get on an email list or a contact?
We do not have an email list, but our county website is the best place to get a lot of information. We update. We have a 2024 election button at the top. There's a row of buttons. There is a 2024 election button. If you click on that, it'll have the candidate list, and as things start going, we'll start adding documents to there. But we update that list after 5 o'clock every night so people know who have filed. That's probably your best source. We're also going to be using the TextMyGov. It's a new service we got in the last year. if there's something that everybody needs to know, I can send out a text alert. We are still working on the integral part of it where people will be able to text in a question and it'll pick up a keyword and then reference them to maybe our website, or if it's a question that they cannot find on there, then it allows us to contact them. So I'm hoping that TextMyGov will also be a big component of our 2024 election year.
All right, talking here with Becky Rossell, Lincoln County Clerk and Election Commissioner. Becky, anything else you'd like to touch on to the listeners here of Mugs in the Morning?
No, I just want to encourage people to get out and vote. I always say it's like planning a big party and you want lots of people to come. So
that's a good way. That's a good analogy.
To participate in their due process.
All right, Becky. Well, we appreciate the time. I know you are very busy, so we do appreciate you stopping in and discussing this exciting time here in politics. It's election year 2024. Becky, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And that'll be all from Becky Rossell. Back for more here on our Mugs in the Morning KODY station here at Husker Radio.